Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, Dan, D-A-N, Bora, B-O-R-A-H. Born 5-9-52, today he is 7-25-25. This is a 73-year-old gentleman from Crosby, Texas. Used to work for a company called TORC, T-O-R-C, of Texas. They provided computer to the nuclear power plants. He's single. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink, but he used to do both in the past period. He has a history of dementia, which has definitely gotten worse, tremendously worse, in the past 3 months, period. His trouble started about 3 or 4 months ago when he ended up in Pasadena, P-A-S-A-D-A-N-A, hospital in Texas, because of an infected foot. They told him that they told the sister, Miss Wilson, Diane Wilson, who lives in Michigan, at phone number 269-326-0467, that he almost lost his right foot. He was treated with he had open wound and was treated with antibiotics, and subsequently was sent to a group home. He was at a group home for a month or two before, or week or two before, he ended up at HCA Hospital in Kingwood. Same problem, now infection in the right foot, left foot, and with possible osteomyelitis, under the care of a wound care specialist. Then he was sent to a different group home, now on Truxillo Street here in Houston, Texas, period. He suffers from dementia. His dementia definitely gotten worse. He's confused. He's abusive. He's aggressive. He has a tendency to hit the nurses and the staff when they're examining him, want to take his blood pressure, period. He's covered in bruises. He's covered in skin tears up and down his arms, legs, and in the back area. His sister tells me that the only surgery he's had is tonsils and adenoids at age 5. He hasn't been in the hospital since then. She also says that he may have experimented with prescription drug, as she was told this by a coworker. She never observed him do that and was a smoker and drinker in the past, period. His sister, new paragraph, Diane Wilson, lives in Michigan, has not seen him for 7 or 8 years. They communicate through phone and fax, period. Family history, Ms. Wilson tells me that mom died of lung cancer in 2003, dad died of dementia and pneumonia in 2004. As far as immunizations are concerned, she doesn't know much about his immunization allergies. She doesn't believe he has any allergies. At this time, he's confused. He's sitting in a wheelchair, but he requires help to get into a wheelchair. He's a total ADL dependent. He is bowel and bladder incontinent. He has red hot right foot, less red left foot, diminished pulses. He's incontinent of bowel and bladder. He needs help with feeding. Has had numerous falls in the past, skin tears, has bruises over his back, period. He's quite disabled, debilitated. He only speaks in, he moans and pushes people away when they get too close to him, period. He's lost tremendous amount of weight with muscle wasting and debilitation, period. His medication list includes the following. So let's talk about his medication list. First of all, he's taken Coric 3.125 twice a day. Then he's taken Depakote 500 milligram every 12 hours. Then he's taken Adalat, A-D-A-L-A-T, CC 30 milligram once a day. Then he's taken aspirin 81 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Lipitor 20 milligram a day. Then he's taken Atrovastatin 20 milligram. I said that, didn't I? Seroquel 100 milligram at nighttime. Hydroxyzine 25 milligram every 4 hours for agitation. We talked about that. Let's see if there's anything else. It's important to mention that he's had a history of peripheral vascular disease, dementia, hypertension, Coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, persister, and agitation, which is much worse now since last hospitalization. On exam, his O2 sat's only 91%. On room air, pulse is 100, blood pressure is 140 over 92. Heart positive, swarm positive, two lungs bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows, no JVD, skin shows. Skin tears all over his arm, some covered, some not covered. Bruising over his arm, back. Swelling of the foot, right side, redness, heat consistent with cellulitis. Also heel ulcer on the left, less red, but definitely inflamed. Both feet have decreased blood flow, period. Assessment number one, 73-year-old gentleman with dementia, much worsened after hospitalization. Cellulitis right foot, cellulitis left foot, stasis ulcers right foot, stasis ulcers left heel. Possible osteomyelitis, under care of a wound care specialist at the hospital, has had numerous hospitalizations in the past 3 or 4 months with weight loss, agitation increased with since hospitalization, weakness, debilitation, significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, decreased mentation, decreased pulses in the lower extremity, increased aggressive behavior, he's very thin, he's very weak, bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL dependency, increased confusion, hypoxemia, hypoventilation syndrome. Patient is currently being looked at for hospice and palliative care because the family do not want him to go back and forth to the hospital. He would benefit from changing his medication to control his agitation, and the wound care specialist to see him to continue for the cellulitis of the lower extremity. Also would benefit from antibiotic treatments at this time till he's seen by a specialist, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor given his debility at recent hospitalization and the changes that was noted above. Thank you.